We'll start again, Daf Ayin Gimel, Omid Aleph, the Mishnah. We'll briefly review the Mishnah before we start the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah again. Ovas Melochas Aborim Chos Achas. There are 39 Ovas Melochas. Echad is a Reya, if you plant. HaChodesh, you plow. Koitza, you harvest. HaMa'amer, you gather together. Hadosh, you thresh. Zoyra, you winnow. These are all separating the different stages of separating the kernels from the stalks and the chaff from the grains. Boyer, you separate with your hands the stones out of the oichel. Toichen, you grind. Merakit, you sift with the sifter. Losh, you knead. Oifer, you bake. Goizes, you esatsemer, you shear the wool. Hamalabno, you wash it, you clean it. Hamanapzoi, you comb it, take out the things that are entangled. Hatsoivoi, you dye it. Toivoi, you spin it. Hameser, you stretch the warp. For the botanirin, the oyster stay botanirin, you make the two loops that go in the frame. When you weave the chassis in the erev, the horizontal and the vertical chassis of erev, botanirin, the oyrik, and the act of weaving, shnei chutin, two strands. Vapitzea, you remove shnei chutin, two strands. Vakoisho mater, you tie and you untie. Vatoifish de tviris, or you take a needle and you go two tviris inside the beged. Sewing. Korea manas litvor, you tear in order to sew because tearing is kilkel. Hatzod, or if you hunt tzvi, a deer. Hashoichtoi, you shecht it. Hamafshito, you skin it. Hamolcho, you salt it. Hamaabed es oiro, you tan the skin. Hamamachkoi, you scrape it. You smooth it. Hamachatcha, you cut it. Vakoisiv shteoisis, you write two letters. Hamoichik, amanas lichtoiv, you erase in order to write shteoisis. Haboina, vahasoiser, you build and destroy. Hamachabe, you extinguish. Hamavir, you ignite, you light a fire. Hamaka bepatish, you finish off any melocha with a hammer, and that's finalizing the melocha. Hamoitzim mishus l'shus, you take it from one shus to another shus. Hareelu oves melochas aboim chas achas. These are the 39 oves melochas. Zok de gemorah daf ein gimel amid beis. That's what we're up to. Minyana lomeli. Why does the matan have to enumerate? After we enumerate, why does it have to say a number? Aboim chas achas. Take out your fingers and your toes and count 39. Why do you have to say the number? Zok de gemorah minyana lomeli. If you do all 39 melochas behelam echad without knowledge in between, chayav al kol achas va'achas. That's called shigas melochas. You chayav on each individual chatos. Each individual you chayav a chatos. And the Gemara said before, numerous times we had that it has to be talking about specifically zodin Shabbos v'shigas melochas. It can't be shigas Shabbos because otherwise helam zeh v'zeh. If you don't know neither Shabbos, you think it's Tuesday, and you don't know the melochas, you only chayv one. We said helam zeh v'zeh b'yod chayv achas. So when you say chayv 39, it's talking about dafka zodin Shabbos. What's the case of zodin Shabbos? So we had machloek z'shlok shab yoichanon. Either you're zodin in the lav and you're shogi in the chorus, according to Rabbi Yochanan is enough. And according to Shlokas, you have to be shogi in the lav and the chorus. So we said, either according to Rabbi Kiva, that you know about Chumin, so Meli is zodin in the Shabbos in that aspect. And we said, according to Abaya, you can say that you know about the Malachas, but you don't know about the Shiurim. And that's also called Shoigig. According to Rava, that was called Misasik. But according to Abai, that was called Shoigig, not knowing the Shiurim, Choshav Lizroik, Shnayim, Bezorik, Arba. That's not Misasik, according to Abaya. That's Shogag in the Shiur. Every melacha has a shear of Grigris, shear of Shteoisius. So Meli, you could be shogeg in the Shiurim, that's not called Misasik, that would also be called Zodin Shabbos. These are different terutzim in the Gemara to be considered Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachas. Zog the Gemara has a Reav HaChodesh. If someone plants and plows, frek the Gemara, michti michav kave bereisha. When you work on the field, the first thing you do is you plow in order to make the ground soft. And afterwards you plant. So why does it say Zereya planting and then Chorish and then plowing? Plowing is chronologically done before planting. Listi Chorish Vada Listi Zereya. Zok the Gemara, Tona Beretz Yisrael Koyi. The Tana is living in Eitz Yisrael. The Zari Bereisha Vahoda Karbi. In Eitz Yisrael, like Rashi explains, the land was very hard. So you can't just suffice by a plowing before the planting. Because the land is so hard, it's not going to take root. You have to plow after the planting also. An additional plowing in order that the zroim should go below the ground. Otherwise, it remains on top of the ground. It's not going to take root. So you need a charisha post-planting and pre-planting. And the chiddush is that even the harisha post-planting is also called a ma'isa harisha. Zog Rashi. Tana beit sol koi. Beit sol koshehi. You can't cover the seeds below harisha without an additional plowing afterwards. Vashmi inon, and the chiddush is the ho nami harishahi, that this is also called harisha. Don't you think that the harisha pre-planting is chayv and harisha? Even the harisha that's necessary post-planting is also chayv and harisha. Zog de Gemara, tono hazoireya, if someone plants. Vazoimer, if someone prunes. When you prune, that means you cut off weeds. You cut off branches in order for it to grow better. That's all part and parcel of planting. Planting means growing. Another way of growing is by pruning. Vahanoiteya. Noiteya is also planting. The difference between zoreya and noiteya is zoreya is bizroim, which are plants, and Neitea is bilonois, is by trees. Both the same mitzvah, just one is a plant and one is a tree. V'hamavrich v'hamarkiv, that's a form of grafting. You take the branch, you put it into the ground. Different forms of grafting are also ways of making it grow. All these are ovis, and told us actually, Zog de Gemara, hazareya v'azoyme v'anoite v'hamavrich v'hamarkiv, all these planting, pruning, planting a tree, grafting, kula melacha achasein. They're all considered one melacha. Which melacha? The melacha of Zareya. Now Rashi happens to say that they're all ovis. Like we said, Zareya is bizroyim and neteya is bilonis. And mavicha makav are also ovis. But zoymer, pruning, is a tolda. It's a tolda of the av of Zareya. Now, so what's the chiddush? That the kula melacha achasein, that means if you do all of them, behelam echad, you only chayv one. Because same ovis, you chayv one. Or av, told the didei, you chayv one. So mamela, you chayv one if it was kula melacha achas, if you did them behelam echad. Now, zog the gemara, my kamash melon, ha kamash melon, ha oisa melachas harbe, me melacha achas, if you do numerous melachas that are all part of the same av, ein chayv ala achas. So only chayv one.
From the Mishnah
said
the same thing. Only chayv one.
Did everything. No, the Mishnah said you chayv on each. The Mishnah said minyan olamali, that if you do all of them behelamech, you chayv on each one. That's on 39. Up to 39. Here we're saying these are all part of one av called zareya. The Mishnah doesn't enumerate zoymer, noiteya, mavrich, markiv. The Mishnah just says zareya. But they're all part of zareya. They're all part of planting. Different forms. One is in a tree. One is in a plant. One is through pruning. One is through grafting. One might be even a tolda. But the point is, they're all chayev one if you do them together. Behelam echad. Now, zog de gemara, omer rav chir ba, omer rav ach, omer rav chir ba ashi, omer rav ami, zoy mechay mishum neteya. Meaning, if you're zoymer, if you prune, you chai because of neteya, because of planting. We said planting is like a tree. Va neteya, va hamavrich, va markiv. And if someone is neteya, he plants a tree. Va hamavrich, va markiv, and you graft, chai mishum zareya. You chai because of zriya, of planting. The fact that your mother, mishum zareya, in mishum neteya, loy, that seems a little cryptic. How can you be chai neteya mishum zareya, and not because of neteya? So the Gemara says, "Nein, loy emo af mishum zareya. You're also chay mishum zareya." So Rashi explains. So Rashi, zoymer chay mishum toldes neteya. Zoymer pruning is chay because of told of neteya, the letzmuche of it. V'neteya gufa v'chein mavich u'markiv is chay mishum zareya. Kloymar inu nami zareya hein ze'a bezroim v'ze'a belonois. It doesn't mean inat chay mishum neteya. A mavich u'markiv koi. Mavich u'markiv. Avada is chayev also mishum neteya. It depends what you're grafting. If you're grafting a tree, it's neteya. If you're grafting a plant, then it's zareya. Af mishum zareya zagzashi. Dahach zviya bi lonois vi ovid le bahadi zareya mechayev chadu besuloi. Now, Tosis Bavorns over here that you can't prove from here that you have to be masra when you have a hasra on Shabbos, that you have to be masra atol de mishum av. Because it doesn't say you have to be masra mishum zarea only. And zarea is the av, let's say, from zoymer. It just says that if you're masra mishum zarea, you're also chayev. But there's no proof that you have to be masra dafka the told mishum av. And that's a discussion the Tosfos brings. If you have to be masra mishum av, or you can be masra mishum the told itself also.
Either one.
It's brought down b'shem the Biskarov that the Beferish Sefri that says by Mekoshesh, the Pasuk says, Vayakrivu oisoi. They brought him in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're a master him, me'ein malachtoi, for what he did. That means you're a master for a specific thing that he did. Which seems to imply that you have to master the av mishum av and the told mishum told. Reb Nachum Zembin, Toitzer Yitzchayim, has a suffix. He says, what does it mean that each one of the melachas are separate and yichayev on each one of them when you do kulam b'lamechot? Does it mean that they're all considered shemos mechulokin, or they're considered gufin mechulokin? Shemos mechulokin means different names. Gufin mechulokin is like baal shtein noshim nidois. They're gufin mechulokin. The nafkamini, he says, the gabi being masra. If it's shemos mechulokin, he says it depends. He brings the Yerushalmi. It depends where we learn it from. Do we learn it from havara lechalik yotzes? Or we learn it from heino, the psukim earlier. If it's as havara lechalik, so you have to be masra mishum the shame. Shame is mechulokin. If it's as heino, then gufin mechulokin. Then maybe you don't have to be masa for that specific shame. Then mechaleh mois yumas will be enough. Loisatz kom alach will be enough. A general statement, the general asra. Do not be mechaleh Shabbos. Zog du mora weiter. Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says the following statement. Zoymer v'tzorch le'etzim chayiv shtayim. If someone prunes, and he happens to need the branches that he cut off. Pruning means taking off branches from a tree, and it makes it grow better. Now, I happen to need those branches for firewood. So when you go to a tree and you cut branches for firewood, that's called koitzer. That's called cutting, harvesting, taking something migiduloi. So if you are pruning and at the same time you need the firewood also, so you chayv too. Zoyme v'tzoch le'etzim chayv shtayim. Achas mishum koitzer, one of them because you're harvesting, you're cutting. V'achas mishum noteya, and you're planting. Pruning is a form of planting. It's a told of noteya. So when you cut the branch, you're helping it grow better. That's noteya. And you're also chayv as koitzer because you need the firewood. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Hayman de kotl aspasta. If someone cuts aspasta, which is animal feed, shachas, and it helps it grow better when you cut it, chayv shtayim, you also chayv too. Achas mishum koitzer, one is because you're cutting something migiduloi, v'achas mishum noteya, and you're making it grow better. Omer Abaye Haiman de konif silko. If someone cuts tardin,
what?
Tardin is a type of vegetable, and it grows better because of that. Silko. Chayv shtayim, you chayv too. Achas mishum koitzer, v'achas mishum zareya. Number one, you're koitzer because you're cutting it off, and you need it. And one is zareya, is you're making it grow better. It's a plant, so that's yichayev mishum zareya, because it grows better after what you do. So we see it can be chayev two melachas with one maisa. A maisa ktsir two others. One is a maisa koitzer, and one is a maisa noteya, planting, or zareya. Same thing. One is a plant, one is a tree. But yichayev one with one maisa. Now, Tosis over here provides a big yisoid. Zoyme v'tzorich le'etzim, zok Tosis, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's chai b'amelocha she'en etzich le'gufa. So if you hold that you're chai b'amelocha she'en etzich le'gufa, that means, if let's say you're choifer guma in a soda, ve'en etzorich ala lafora, I don't need the ditch. If you're choifer guma, then you're chayiv because of choirish. But if you don't need the ditch, I only need the afara, that's called ene tzich legufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter. So Zok Tosis, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that choifer, guma vein tzach l'afara, you're chayiv without having a tzorich. Over here, you're only going to be chayiv for koitzer if you're tzorich le'etzim. Because over here, the melacha is only defined as koitzer if you're tzarech le'etzim. True Rabbi Yehuda usually does not need that you have to have tzarech le'gufoy, melacha shetzich le'gufoy. But when the definition of the melacha gufa is that you need it, and without that it's not defined as koitzer, only as zoymer, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you need tzarech le'etzim. And he brings a raya. He says, just like we find korea amanas litfor, if you tear, it's mekalkel. The only reason we're chayiv for korea, if you need it in order to sew. So maybe say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the melacha shein tzichel guf is chayiv, you don't need amanas litfor, because you don't never need a purpose, even without a purpose, even without its initial main purpose of the melacha yechayiv. Teretz says, no, korea without amanas litfor is not a korea bichlal. So that's why certain places Rabbi Yehuda agrees you need amanas, you need the intent, just like you need amanas litfor. Or you need amanas lichtoiv when you're moichik. Without amanas lichtoiv, it's not a mechika, because it's a mekalkel. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that you need the eitzim, even though he holds melach shein tzich legufa, is chayiv. Rabbi Kivega has a kasha on here in the Gilui Nashas, and he says that we find later on in the Gemara in Kuf Hei that korea b'chamosoi, if you tear because of anger, or you tear for a mace, you're chayiv even without amanas litfor. So we see clearly that you do not need amanas. So the stipler answers this kasha, and he says, that's because over there it's not a mekalkel. Over there the melacha gufa has a purpose. It's because you're angry. It's because you're korea al mesoi. Then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you don't need amanas. But when it doesn't have a purpose, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you need an amanas. Now in the etzem melacha of zarea that we're mentioning now about planting, so we mentioned yesterday briefly, there's a machlokes Minchas Chinuch and Mishash. The Minchas Chinuch says that even if it takes 3 days for it to take root. Zareah, when you plant, it doesn't take root yet. It takes root 3 days on Tuesday. But the Minchas Chinuch says that since you did your maisa now, you're chayv for Zareah. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, even if you remove the seed Sunday morning before a time for it to take root, you're still chayv because it's kaima machshavtoi. You did what you had to do. The Mishash says no. If you leave it in the ground till Tuesday, then retroactively you're chayiv on Shabbos for Zareah. But if you removed it Sunday morning, then you're not going to be chayiv l'mafreya. Big yisoidim, is in the melecha Zareah, do you need the hashrosha be'etzim to take place, or you did your ma'isa mitzad you, and that's sufficient?
Is there a problem planting on Thursday?
No. Because that's me'elel. You're allowed to the melecha be'sham be'zil. Any melecha that's done on its own is not an issa. The Issa is the Maisa Zriya, not the Maisa Ashrosha. The Zareya is Mitzad, you can't do on Shabbos. Not the Maisa Ashrosha that takes place that you planted on Thursday. Now, there's another big machlekes in Achronim. We say that there was Zareya. A Midbar is a place you can't plant. So what do you mean there was Zareya in the Midbar? Zok the Pnei Yeshua in the Ein Hei, that they actually did not plant in the Midbar, but they brought the Samamonim from Mitzrayim. And what does it mean you learn Melech's Mishkan? It means that the Samonim that were brought from Mitzrayim went through a process of Zareya, of Chayrish, of Koitzer, in Mitzrayim, not in the Midbar. Midbar is desolate. You can't plant there. As I said, Dr. Pleishua, Lemaisa Adar Chayrim, the Nishmas Odom from the Chay Odom, the Michas Chinuch in Lamed Beis, they say that it was a nest in the Midbar, and they planted in the Midbar. And when we learn Melech's Mishkan, Hachtav B'Mishkan, means it actually was Zareya, which is a Chiddush, and Machlokes in the Mitzvah is what took place. Zog the Gemara, Hava Choyresh. If someone plows, he's chayv because of Charisha. Zog the Gemara, Tono, Ha Choyresh, Va Choyfer, Va Choyretz. That means you plow, you dig, you make a charitza, a ditch. Kulam Malach Achas, and it's all one Malach called Charisha. Om Rav Sheshes, Hoysel Gav Shushes. If you have a pile, a heap of ground, of earth, Venotlo, and you remove that heap, that mound. So bebayis, if you're in your private domain, in your home, the olden days homes did not have marble floors or stone floors. Homes were made out of dirt. So if you have a heap of earth in your home and you remove that heap, that mound, so right now you're boina, you're smoothing your floor. You're able to sit in your living room without tripping over a heap of dirt. So bebayis chaimishum boina, that's called boina. You're smoothing your ground, your floor. Besod, if it's in a field, so then you chayim shem chayrish. And the chayrish of chayrish doesn't always have to mean that you're actually digging and plowing. The vort in chayrish is that you're readying the ground for zriya. Since you cannot plant when there's heaps of mounds all over the earth, so if you remove the heap, it's as great for Zriya, it's ready for Zriya. That's a Melechas Chayrish. Omar Rova, Hoys Laguma, if you had a ditch, same way the opposite, the Timama, and you filled in the ditch with earth. So Bibayas, if you have a ditch in your home, the olden days, the floors were earth, so you had ditches. So if you fill up the hole, Yechayim Shum Boina, that's building. Besode in your field, Yishum Chayrish, again, because you're readying the ground, it's smooth now, and now you're able to plant. Till now there were ditches. Ditches prevents you from planting in a regular fashion. So that's all Chelik of Chayrisha. Omer Abba, HaChoyfer Guma B'Shabbos. Oh, did we mention before? If someone digs a ditch on Shabbos, the Einoi Tzorich El Lafogo, I don't need the Melocha Shetzich Legufa. I don't need the ditch. All I need is the earth. Ich darf earth, Dr. Rashi, why? In order to cover Tzoya, feces. You didn't have, you weren't able to flush in the olden days. You had to cover the feces. So if you need the Afora to cover it, but you don't need the ditch itself, so you potter alei, because Melocha Shetzich Legufa. That's a pashtus. Zok to Gemara, no. Va'afilu l'gab Yehuda doma. Melocha Shetzich Legufa chayev. Even according to a computer that says that you don't need the main intent of the melacha, like it was in the Mishkan. You don't need the tzicha legufa. And usually you chayiv, even if you might see mace, not because you what's it called? You want to be moitzi the mace. Not because you need the mace, because you want to be moitzi from the bayis. Or not because you need the afara. Not because you need the gumamin. Even a Yudah that says melacha tzicha legufa is chayiv, he agrees your potter over here. Why? Hani milim mitakein. When you're misakin something, or at least you're not mekalko, you're not doing a destructive act. So then, if you do this, you don't need the original Gufa Melocha. But if you're Mekalkal, hi Mekalkalu. If you're Mekalkal, if you agrees that you're Potter, because making a ditch in the ground, digging, is Be'etza Mekilkul. It's destructive. So destructive, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, even though usually Melocha Shein Tzich Leguf is Chayev, and you don't have to have the ditch for its purpose, even if you only need the earth. But you can't be chayav because it's mekalkel, and the kol mekalkel in apturin. Now we're talking about in your home, obviously, because in your field making a ditch is called charisha. In your home, it's mekalkel. What are you rooting your living room floor? It was a nice, smooth earth floor. Suddenly making a ditch, so it's mekalkel in the bayis. So mela, even according to beauty, you're going to be potter. And that's good for the Yisrael difference. When you choyfer guma, ve'enet tzorech el lafori, even though it's melacha she'enet tzich legufa, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev in the soda. Because if it's not mekalkel, it's mesakein. Masha'enken in the bias where it's mekalkel, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that enet tzich legufa is not going to be a reason you're going to be chayev because it's mekalkel in the potter. By mekalkel, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you need tzich legufa. When it's not mekalkel, then Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev even if you don't need the gufa melacha for the original intent.
Field, if you make the hole, you're
if you're chayrish, that's chayrish. Digging in a field, we said, echad achayrish, echad achayfe, echad achayritz. Any ditch you make, any digging, that's called chayrisha. Korim mita kisav esafsel is chayv as chayrisha. That's in miskaven, but that's the ma'aseh chayrisha is digging. Zok de gemara v'hakoytzer. If you harvest yichai because of ktsira, tono hakoitzer. If you cut v'haboitzer, or if you prune v'hagoider. Actually, no, haboitzer over here means grapes. If you cut grapes, v'hagoider. Goider Rashi says is if you cut tamarim, dates. V'moisik is referring to olives when you cut olives. V'oira is referring to te'enim, figs. Kula melacha achas, it's all one melacha. The melacha of koitzer. Now, what's the yisod of melacha of koitzer? So there's a machlokes in achronim, Reb Chaim, Alevi, the tag from the Rambam. Either the pshat is your oike dove migiduloi, from the place that it grows. And who then, if you take a fish out of the water, that's the mokum giduloi. It doesn't have to be connected to the ground. The fish sustains itself in the water. Taking it out of the water is koitzer also. Or the pshat is, the koitzer is when you take something from the mokum chiburoi, to in a place that it's mechubur. Now the question is, does makam chibura means dafka because it's yoinik? It's being yoinik. It's getting its sustenance. It's yoinik from the makam chibur. Or even if it's not yoinik, that's in fact that it's mechubur. For instance, the Rambam says te'enim yaveshim, dried figs. If you take them out of the ground, you're still chayev. Aye, it's not being yoinik. It's dried out. If it's dried out, there's no yinika. So Zakta B'chaim, we see that it's taking something from Mokum Chiburoi is Chayiv, even without a Maisi Anika. Or there's another din. If you take a Gavshushis, a piece of earth with grass on it, and you pick it up with the earth, and you place it on a table, Al Mokum Yisedos. So Yechayiv, even though, Yechayiv because of Toilish, even though it's still being Yoinuk. So we see that it's not the removal of the stopping of the Yanika. It's taking it from Mokum Chiburoi, its original Mokum Chiburoi. Others say, no, it has to be Dafka when you Oika from Mokum Yinikosei. That's the Tutsladim. Is it Migiduloi, Michiburoi?
Or Miyinikosei, Dafka from the place that it's Yoinik.
Zog the Gemara. Omer HaPapa Haiman Deshod, the piece of Ladikla. If you take a piece of earth and you throw it against a palm tree, V'osa Tamri, and the Tamarim, the dates fall off. So Yechayiv Shtayim, Yechayiv two things. What are Yechayiv for? Achas from Toilish, one is because of the removal of the dates from the tree. V'achas from Mefarek, you're separating the date
from the rest of the clusters. And that's called a Maisa Piruk, which is a Toldah Dosh. Just like Dosh, which is threshing, which is separating. So over here also, you are separating, Zok Rashi, the date from the rest of the clusters. Toilish learns, no. It's the reason why it's Piruk, it's because it's separating the date from its own shell. That's called the Maisa Piruk. It's a Toldah Dosh because it's separating from the shell that encloses it, and that's why it's called the Maisa Piruk. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what's the Toldah Dosh over here by Mefarek? Tosfos learns it's Dafka the Klipa from the Tamarim, which is like Disha, which is the Tvua from the Shiboilas. Zog the Gemara weiter.
Ravashi Omer ein derech tlish bekach, you're not chayiv. For Toilish, you did it indirectly. If you take a stone and you throw something and it falls off the tree, that's not called Toilish, that's Kalachayad. Kalachayad, you potter. It's indirectly. You're not chayv neither for Mefarek, for threshing, nor for Toilish, for Tlisha. Zog the Gemara of Amir, if someone gathers together, Omer Rav Haiman, the kind of milcha mi milchasa. Salt is by letting it seawater. Dry in the sun, the special places where you create salt, because the water dries up and you're left with the salt. So now if you gather the salt together in that area, chaya mishuma amer, that's called gathering. Abayom I know, ain imu ela bigdule kaka. Gathering is only bigdule kaka. Salt is not called gidule kaka. It doesn't grow. It's not connected to the ground. That's not called a maisa ma'amer. Vahadosh, zog the mora, if you thresh, Zog the Gemara, Disha, Tono Hadosh, Vahamenapets. Menapets is a different type of threshing. From Pishton. From flax. From linen. Vahamenapets. Menapets is cotton. You remove from its place that it grows. These are all toldos of dosh that you're removing from its shell, so to speak. Kula melacha achasen. It's all called the melacha of disha, of threshing and separating and removing it from its shell.
We'll finish over here with the last toisus on the omer. Toisus talks about the melacha of mefarek. So he brings Rashi that says that mefarek is told the dash. So frek toisus akasha, the Gemara later on of Tzadi Hei says that choylev, when a person is choylev milk from an animal, Yechai mishu mefarek. If from a human, yechai mishu mefarek. By extracting milk, it's called mefarek. Now, if it is told to the dosh, if mefarek is told to the dosh, so ein disha ela b'gidule kaka. And an animal is not called gidule kaka. It doesn't grow in the ground. So why would it be considered an issa of mefarek if mefarek is told to the dosh? So that doesn't make sense. And why would it be chayiv because of choyle, because of mefarek? And don't tell me, Zoktosis, that it's considered gidule kaka, because an animal is sustained from the ground. So Tosis says that no, that it needs to be a dover that's godel mamish min hakarka. And klapi that, an animal is not called gidule kaka. So then Rabbeinu Tam wants to learn a new pshat. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, mefarek is not told to the disha. Meaning, when you're choyle, it's not als mefarek which is told to the disha. It's a different reason. Mefarek is not told to the disha. Mefarek is chay because memachek, because you're smoothing. When you're choylev, you're memachek the dad, and you're machlik it. And that's the issa of being choylev. The choylev by the animal to extract the milk is because of mefarek, which is memachek, not because it's told to the disha, because ain't disha ala b'gdu l'karka, and the animal's not called the karka. Now, and in that place it says that l'chore this is shver, because the Gemara says in Kuf Mem Dalet that you're choylev l'toich hakdera. but not l'techa ka'ora. Now, because the difference is, l'gabe, you're taking out oichel, so it depends where you're putting it into. Are you putting it into oichel? Are you putting it into something that's already oichel or in a mashka? L'gabe the dinim of boirer. So Zoktesis, according to his reason of a benetam, that's memachik. So mali techa kdeira, mali techa ka'ora. Why should it make a difference where it goes into? If it's als disha, if it's else, told it a dosh, so you can start differentiating, is it oichel, is it mashka, and exactly what are you doing? Mashenkin, if it's else mamachik, it's irrelevant. So Zoktesis, that, but Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that's very good, because when it was in the Dadin, it was considered oichel. And when you choylev in the kedera, so it's also oichel if it's in the kedera. And that's why choylev in the kedera, it's oichel mitach oichel, mashenkin, and that's adoimet the dash, where it's nishtana, where it's oichel into mashka. And that would be the difference, but that's only good according to Rashi, that it's disha. That wouldn't be good if it's memachik. Then Tosafot wants to say that l'chayra ain't disha l'bigdu l'karka. They have to say, according to Rashi, that halacha is like a Yehuda, that holds yesh disha, even shaloi b'gdu l'karka. So it comes out in Tosafot that there are three reasons how to learn up the issa of choylev. We know it's mefarik. The question is, what is mefarik? Is mefarik told it a disha? And then the question is, do you say it by a behema, even though it's not gedule karka, because you hold like a Yehuda that yesh disha shalai gedule karka? Or do you say that a behemoth is considered gedule karka, even though it's not like a real gedule karka, but lamais it's sustained from the ground? Tois has a tzad to say that. He says that no, lamais it needs to be mamash mina karka. And the third tzad, Tois wants to learn that mefarik is als memachek. And als memachek, it's the only shver with that is that why would it make a difference if it's a kedera or a ka'ora, if it's oichel or if it's mashka, if it's issa memachik and not an issa disha. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the omid. Hazoyre v'habayre v'atechav amirakeid.